I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd Broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
How many come for a word?
Amen.
How many need a word?
Amen.
And for a few minutes, go to Psalm 78. Uh-huh. And we're going to start reading at verse 17. Psalm 78. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Starting at verse 17, it says, and they sin yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lusts. Yea, they spake against God, and they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, and the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread? Also, can he provide flesh for his people? And I want to talk, folks, just for a minute on God's provision.
Oh, wow.
And in 2019, I want you to know that God is going to provide not some of your needs.
Mama.
God is going to provide every one of your needs.
He's done that. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at somebody. Look at somebody. Smile at them. Amen. If they ain't smiling back, look at them a little harder. Man. They'll smile. Yeah, they would. 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 See, Sister Celeste looking over there at Willie T. That's right. But he laughing at a distance, so he's smiling at a distance. Look at them and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
or neighbor,
can God,
now I want you to say, yes, God can.
God can.
Now shout at somebody else and tell them, yes, God can.
Yes, God can.
And that's what I want you to say throughout 2019.
Yes, God
yes.
Can.
Yes, he can.
Yes, yes, he can.
Yes, he can. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. You can be seated. You can be seated. Like I say, know we got a long day. Do my best to keep it short so we can do what we got to do. But I do want to encourage your hearts today. Amen. That no matter what you come up against,
my Lord,
God can handle it.
Yes, thank you.
And no matter what, amen, the devil throw at you, I want you to know that God is with you. God is going to take care of you. And God is going to provide your every need. Amen. Now, when you read this passage, you got a whole lot of people in it that don't believe. They don't believe. They don't trust God. Amen. Amen. And wherever there's doubt, wherever there is true disbelief, amen, you're always going to have questions like we see in our text. But can God do this? And can God do that? And I want to tell you today, yes, he can.
Yes, he can.
And I don't care what people say, he's still a miracle worker.
Yes, sir.
I know he's a miracle worker because I'm a miracle.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how you feel about yourself, but I'm a miracle.
All right.
I thank God for it. And as we look at 2019, not only is he a miracle worker, but God can still make ways out of no way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's still able to open doors.
All right.
That's been closed in your face. He's still able to make your enemy your footstool.
Yes. All right.
I want you to know that in 2019, God ain't lost none of his power.
All right.
He's still all powerful.
Yeah.
He's still God all by himself.
Yeah.
Amen. He's still able to do things and you can't understand it and you can't explain it. That's what makes him a miracle working God. Amen. He's an awesome God. But wherever you have doubt and disbelief, you're always going to have people asking the question, can God?
Can God?
You're always going to have doubters and, well, I don't care. I just don't see that. And, you know, God had did great things for these people.
Yes, sir.
And God did anything for anybody in here. Can I tell y'all, don't forget where God brought you from. That's a major point and a major lesson. Don't forget what God have done for you. Never forget where God have brought you from. And never forget what God have brought you through. God had did wonderful things for these people. And they asked these questions, can God? God had brought them out of slavery.
Yes, sir.
And you got people in the crowd now talking about, well, can God give them water? Can God provide them flesh? And somebody in the crowd should have cried out, yes,
yes,
he can.
Yes, he can.
Amen, amen. But God have blessed you and been good to you. Don't sit silent.
All right.
All right.
All right. All right.
Amen. I'm going to know somebody need to hear your testimony.
My, my.
Your testimony may be the very thing that helped them get to their breakthrough.
That's right.
I wish I had a witness up in here.
That's right.
Amen. God have blessed you. Amen. Don't be, you ought to shout it from the mountaintop.
That's right.
Here it is. God had set them free, brought them out of slavery. God had made a highway in the middle of the ocean,
right,
and they crossed over to the other side on dry ground. Somebody in the crowd should have cried out, yes, he can.
All right.
I wish I had a witness here.
Yeah.
Amen. When the doubters start asking questions about God, whether God was able or whether God can, those that seen God, amen, lead them as a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
Mama.
Somebody in the crowd should have cried out.
Yes, yes, sir.
You know what I'm talking about. Those that witnessed, amen, God giving them water out of rock should have cried out, yes, he can. that God can be water in dry place.
Yes, he can.
Those that witness God bring rain and bread down from heaven.
Yes, he can.
Amen. When the doubters started asking questions, somebody in the crowd should have cried out.
Yes, he can.
Yes, he can. That God can be bread in a starving land. Any believers in the house this morning? Anybody here know how to believe God? Anybody here know how to trust God? One thing about God, God had proven himself. And can I tell you, Jesus has already proven himself. He proved himself, amen, that he's able to open up the eyes of the blind.
Yes, sir.
I heard him saying it like this: behold, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes, sir.
Amen. To give sight to the blind, and to bring liberty to those that have been bound. I wish I had a witness here. Better know he's able.
He's able.
And if you know he's able, tell somebody, yes, he can.
Yes,
he can do it, y'all. Amen, amen, amen. In 2018, you know, so many have been blinded and deceived by the devil. Amen. You need to read 2 Corinthians 4, where Paul talks about how the devil have blinded and deceived people, and they sit in darkness. But thank God Jesus came along. Came along and said, I come that you may have life and have it abundant today. Look at somebody and tell them, yes, he can. Yeah, you've been sitting here for 18 long years. Been over and ain't nobody been able to help you. But Jesus came along. Tell somebody, yes, he can. Issues, amen. And you've been the doctor, and nobody been able to help you. But thank God, Jesus come along. Somebody shout, yes, he can. He can, because when she touched the hem of his garment, amen, issues dried up. Wish I had a witness here. She could go back and be the woman God wanted her to be. She could be the wife God designed her to be. She could be the witness that God called her to be. Tell somebody, yes, she can. Oh, my dear, in 2019, that ought to be your testimony. If you can't say nothing else, tell them that shouting world, God can. God can. God can. Yeah, you've been sitting here 38 years by the pool, and every time you try, somebody get ahead of you, and you never get the blessing that you want. But how many thank God, Jesus? Jesus, come along. Just ask the question, do you want to be healed?
Do you want to be?
How many know he can make you whole?
Yes, sir.
You might not be whole. You might have issues right now. But how many know he can help you? Tell somebody he can help you. Yes.
Oh, yes.
All he said was, arise. Take up your bed and walk. Don't you know all he can do is speak a word?
That's it.
I wish I had a witness here. Tell somebody, yes, he can. I recall there was a man. Amen. A man wasn't in his right mind.
My Lord.
This man was crazy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Couldn't live with people. He wanted to live in the graveyard. I wish I had a little help here. Amen, running around naked.
Yes,
and the word is nobody could do nothing with him. They'll chain him, but he'll break the chain. And he was out in the graveyard cutting himself. But Jesus,
yes, sir.
Somebody shout, Jesus,
Jesus
came along. Oh, he came along. Put him in his right mind.
Yes, sir.
They couldn't believe it, because when they was sitting at Jesus' feet,
yes, sir,
in his right mind. Wanted to go with him, but Jesus told him, no,
go back home.